Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Masecha Shaburi, Commission's Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the IEC. A very, very good morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
So tell us about this new voting machine. That sounds quite exciting.
Okay, let's contextualize it. It is not a voting machine. It is a machine that replaces the registration gadget that we used as colloquially known as the citizen. So this machine will enable us to register voters to locate their correct address and locate them in the correct ward at the point of registration.
So it's all about efficiency in terms of registration. It's not that you will go into the booth and vote by machine there.
It is not a form of electronic voting.
I think that is an important distinction.
However, on voting day, we can still use it to maintain a live voter's roll, so that if a voter votes at one voting station and they proceed to attempt to vote at another, we could then update our voter's roll in real time and we can pick up those instances.
How accurate is our voter's roll in South Africa?
The voter's roll currently has around 26 million people names on that voter's roll. In compiling a voter's roll, we get the details of a voter as presented by the voter. We verify their identity number against the National Population Register, which is maintained by the Department of Home Affairs. And on confirmation that the person is a citizen, only then do we place that person's name on the voter's roll. We also do monthly updates against the National Population Register to account for instances of persons who have since been classified as deceased or people who have lost citizenship, and we update their status accordingly on the voter's roll. They are removed from the certified voter's roll and placed on the rejected segment of the voter's roll. So from that perspective, the voter's roll is fairly accurate. Yeah. What we currently involved with is to make sure that there is a nexus between an address of a voter on a voter's roll and an address in which and a ward in which that voter is registered. This is so given the Constitutional Court judgment in 2016, where the court said a voter must appear on the voter's roll with an address, and that address must have a relationship with the ward in which the voter is registered.
Is it important? I mean, do people need to re-register every time there's an election? Do they need to check that they're on? What is the responsibility of the voter?
The responsibility of the voter is to voluntarily apply for registration. And once they have applied, they do not need to re-register ahead of any election unless they have changed residence or unless owing to the activities of the Municipal Demarcation Board, their ward boundary has been redetermined and it has changed and they now fall in a different ward. In the latter category, we will contact those voters to alert them to those instances. And for persons who may want to check their details, it is not necessary that they go to a voting station or they go to an office of the IEC. All registered voters can go onto our website, look for an icon that says click, check, confirm, and there they can update their registration details without physically attending to a voting station or to a office of the municipal electoral office.
Obviously this year it's not going to be that simple because of the pandemic. It's unlikely that the majority of the population will have been vaccinated by then. How are you anticipating playing out this year?
Constitutionally, we must be ready to deliver a general election of municipal councils by no later than the 1st of November 2021. We have introduced since the by-elections in November 2020 some number of measures that we apply at the voting station to limit the risk of voters contracting the virus at the voting station. We are refining those health measures with each by-election that we hold. We have one by-election in April and one in May that affords us an opportunity to further refine our processes. We will have a general registration weekend ahead of the elections. Again, we will implement those measures. We are also looking at introducing other modalities of registration that do not require voters to congregate. And once we are ready to announce those and we've gone live, we will make the necessary announcements in order to decongest voting stations, either for registration and also for registration. We are looking at using the 2 days for special vote in a more meaningful way to help us decongest voting stations on the Wednesday, which is a voting day.
Right. Obviously, because this is something that that I'm sure people will be concerned about, and it's absolutely vital that people get out to vote and don't avoid doing so because they're concerned about the pandemic.
That is so. So we must balance the right to representation and the right for citizens to choose their public representatives. But in doing so, we should not expose citizens unnecessarily to the risk of contracting the virus.
Look, let's also hope that by November, at least a significant amount of the population will have been vaccinated, which will make, of course, will make an enormous difference to this process. But I guess as the IEC, you've got to make sure that you are prepared for either eventuality.
That is correct.
Very, very interesting indeed, Mr. Masekga Shaburi, Commission's Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the Independent Electoral Commission. Thank you for speaking to us this Monday morning.